Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Companies like Snapchat, Airbnb, and Uber are looking to evolve. Is the transition from a one-stop shop to jack-of-all-trades the first step to an IPO?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And the talk of the tech town continues to be IPO as of late. Tech startups are looking to show investors that they have a vision for long-term growth, showing that Airbnb might not just be for renting out living space, that Uber might not be just for hitching a ride, and that Snap is more than just a social media platform with wacky filters in which we're all obsessed with. And perhaps all three of these startups are feeling pressure to expand to the next step should it be an IPO. But are they ready? And is this evolution the first step? Let's get the very latest on this. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. So, Greg, you look at what's going on in the tech space right now. You look at the emerging companies like Airbnb, like Uber, like Snap. They probably have the most momentum in the tech space right now, at least as far as it pertains to the possibility of an IPO. Are they feeling the pressure to seek a public offering right now, and how much pressure are they under?
Well, you can imagine that some of their early investors who've been waiting for 6, 7, 8 years for something to happen, an IPO, a sale, they want to demonstrate returns to their investors, and so they often will feel pressure to go public or indicate that they're going public, and that way their some of their older investors can feel like they've made a smart choice and will get good money in return for it.
Right. And it seems to be now that the thinking is that the best way to go about doing this is to transform from a one-stop shop to a jack-of-all-trades. There's this thinking that if you can demonstrate you can do this, that's the first step. It seems to be the driving point here and the big narrative, but it seems a little bit more complicated than that.
Well, of course. And look, there, you know, it's an IPO is a complicated procedure, and you'll have to get lots of banks on board and go through roadshows and all that, but there is this notion of creating a narrative around your company, a story, and allowing potential investors, once you've gone public, to think there's a plan here, and if I, you know, if I'm going to buy in, I can sit on it for 5 years, and this company is going to be growing, particularly if the core business, whatever it may be, if it's ride hailing, if it's renting homes, if it's sharing your pictures through social media, those have gone through years of huge growth. And if there's a sign now that, you know, they're starting to reach this stage where they're not growing like that, these huge numbers, they want to show investors, well, we have this side business that you're going to be excited about too. And look, you know, we're already making big gains here, and so there's a lot to be excited about for us. And stick with us, and you know, we have lots of exciting things to come, and that'll be the story around Company X when we go public.
Mm-hmm. What's the climate been like? What kind of year has it been for IPOs?
Well, it's been a bit slower here in the U.S., particularly in technology. There's been a couple of successful ones. Twilio was one that people point to as being a sort of successful IPO. But I think the people who track these things and stand to make money off them are very hopeful that 2017 will be a bigger year in terms of IPOs, and Snap, formerly known as Snapchat, will be a big test for the industry. How does it perform? Could set the stage for lots of companies that have been rumored to be thinking about an IPO. These include Uber and Airbnb, and they'll want to watch it closely and decide if the timing's right next year.
How important is a visionary leader in this equation? Let's use Facebook as an example. You have Mark Zuckerberg, who made some notable moves before its IPO. How important do you think that is?
Well, it all depends. A lot of people remember Andrew Mason of Groupon, who you know, had this great idea, and he took it to market. These are sort of coupons you could get discounts at local restaurants, and they went through this long period of trying to keep him and trying to smooth over some of his bad behavior, if you will. And in the end, they have a new CEO, and Twitter has gone back and forth on this.
Sure.
But it's, you know, and then Zuckerberg himself has had sort of a growing up to do. But, you know, he was acknowledged certainly in Silicon Valley as being just this very visionary leader who had a little rough around the edges, and with some work he's gotten to where he is, and is obviously considered one of the most successful young entrepreneurs ever. It all depends on the confidence that these investors have in these leaders, and it's hard to go out in the public and be charming and also being smart in private, and so you have to find that right mix.
Mm-hmm. And it's also worth noting that shifting into a new line of business like these visionaries tend to do isn't always easy.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Facebook. They've done a great job adding new services. Not all of them have been hits, but it's not just a social network now. It has lots of side businesses, and some of these, to be fair, have been through acquisitions. But and then the example a lot of young entrepreneurs cite is Amazon, which started out as a pure bookseller.
Sure.
And when they went public, that's all they sold. Now you can buy anything you can imagine on Amazon. They make their own devices. They now have stores. They have a huge cloud computing division. So they've added services over time that have really made it a sort of more complete company, and can make up for slowing growth anywhere else. Particularly on the retail side.
We're talking the prospects of IPOs for buzzing tech companies like Airbnb, Snap, and Uber. Greg Bensinger is filling us in on the latest. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thank you, as always, for listening. So, Greg, you look at the three companies of note, Airbnb, you look at Uber, you look at Snap. Where do you see, which one of these companies do you see emerging? Who would you think maybe has the most going for it?
Well, just as a factual matter, Snap is very close to going public. And they made a very interesting transition. We all know them as Snapchat, the social media
site. And a fast transition too.
Yeah, and then one day they came out and said we've made these sunglasses that take photos, and we're actually a camera company now that happens to have a social media division. Just a very interesting story to tell, and these, as we've seen, these spectacles, as they're known, the sunglasses are just a bit of a phenomenon. People are lining up for hours and hours at a time to get them.
And,
so they seem to have a good head start on their IPO, and obviously advertisers are desire their demographic tremendously. This is the young millennials and the like. So Uber and Airbnb, for their part, have been very coy about their plans, bankers are just salivating over the both of them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how these startups, what pans out for them in the future. Greg, thank you as always for the time.
Sure thing.
For more on this story, you can check out WSJ.com/tech. We've been speaking to the Journal's Greg Bensinger. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.